Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great menu, great food, great atmosphere, just has everything going for it. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not book the White Sands Hotel? Great hotel, well worth the stay. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Jeremy was in town the other day, out for a bite to eat with his missus. Yes. And I want to set the scene here.
Okay, set the scene. We don't have to talk about what I had for
dinner.
For dinner.
No, it's irrelevant. So after dinner.
After a lovely pizza.
They went for a little stroll.
Yes.
Tell me about what you witnessed.
No, it was along the canal. Now, we knew that the tents were there and we knew that the barriers were there because I've driven past it many times. But I said to herself, I said, let's walk up along the canal. It was a beautiful sunny afternoon. I said, let's walk up the canal and see what is going on in one of the most picturesque parts of Dublin, I have to say. Along the canal is absolutely beautiful, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah,
really
it is.
And walked up along the canal, and for those of you who haven't been up there yet, I'm sure you've seen photographs.
I'm talking about the Grand Canal, by the way.
Grand Canal. Yep. Both sides of the Grand Canal are now like a cage. Literally like a cage. They are fenced, not just one fence, three fences on each side. And we were walking up, and my wife happened to turn around and say, Jesus, if you were to be attacked here, you've no escape. You've literally no escape. You're in a narrow walkway with barriers on either side. And she said, and there was women jogging along there. And she just said, for the first time ever around this part of Dublin, I don't feel safe.
Why? Because of the fences?
Because caged in, yeah, you've literally nowhere
okay,
to...
Okay, so for anybody who's not seen these fences, this is along both sides of the Grand Canal where asylum seekers had been camping out.
Okay? Yes.
So when they were eventually moved a couple of weeks ago...
Well, they started off at the Department of Housing. That's where they... Remember,
at the Department of Integration.
Of Integration. And they were all camped there, and the government said,
not having this.
Moved all their tents. Where are they getting the tents, by the way?
From charities.
Really?
Yeah.
So they moved them and they ended up along the canal down by Baggett Street and in their hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So then they were moved again and the barriers were put down. Now they're now up by Charlemagne Street. Now, I don't know if many of you have seen what Charlemagne Street looks like at the moment, but it is shocking to see the site of Charlemagne Street. It's become a shanty town. It really has. But anyway, we're walking up along the canal and I'm saying to myself, these barriers need to go. They need to go straight away. They should not be there. Now,
okay, the reality of it is, though,
people are saying the government are to blame for the barriers. The government weren't even aware that the barriers were put up. The barriers were put up by Waterways Ireland, who own that land around there. So the government, people think that, you know, Simon Harris came out one morning at 6 o'clock on a Sunday and said, I'm putting those barriers up. That's not what
happened. Okay, but here's the downside. These barriers are there to prevent people setting up tents again, yeah? If they get taken down, you will have tents again.
There has to be a better way. There literally has to be a better way. Because if I pitched a tent outside my neighbour's front garden next week, yeah, what would happen?
He'd probably come out and tell you to move it.
I'd be moved on. He wouldn't have to put a fence up or anything like that. There has to be a better way.
Okay, let's just set the scene. This is a little bit out of the video that you posted on our Facebook the other day. Have a listen to this.
Yeah. So I was just out having a meal on Baggett Street. And I parked the car up the other end of the road. So I'm just walking back to the car. And I'm sure most of you will have seen it at this stage. They've been here for a while. But these barriers here, what an eyesore. What an absolute eyesore on one of the prettiest walkways in Dublin. And you can see there's this one, two, three, four different barriers going along the canal. Yeah, so this is just coming up to Baggett Street Bridge. But as well, I'm just out walking with my wife, and she was pointing out as well that if you're walking up along here, and if you look all the way back, if you're walking along here, you're literally trapped if someone were to try and attack you or something like that. Like, you've literally nowhere to go. You're not going to be able to get over two fences. So you have the canal on that side and all the way back down to the, I think it's Lower Baggot Street Bridge, and I think this is Upper Baggot Street Bridge we're coming to. So you would have nowhere to go. Like, the canal is there. The fencing is
all right,
there.
Let's just discuss this fencing firstly. Is it not the lesser of two evils to have those fences there to stop encampments? That's what they're there for.
No, I think having the fencing there is doing irreparable damage to that part of Dublin, because just as we were walking back, there was a busload of tourists pulling up at the Mespel Hotel right in front of all those. And you could see the tourists getting out. There was about 60 tourists that got off the coach. So here's, you have a busload of tourists arriving in Dublin to stay in the Mespel Hotel, and they get out of the bus and they look across and all you can see is fencing, fencing, fencing. Now, if that were me, if I went to Bruges next weekend for the weekend with my missus, yeah, because I heard it's beautiful, and the first thing I saw when I arrived in Bruges was fencing, tents, the whole lot, I would say, oh, here, I'm not coming back here. It is unsightly and those fences need to go.
Well, Kelly, what do you want to say on this? Should we, should those fences be taken down and take the risk that asylum seekers will camp along the canal again?
Just get rid of both. I mean, the fences, I'd rather be looking at the fences than the tents. I mean, look at what happened outside the iPass Centre. There was breakouts of tuberculosis. There was it was absolute filth, the way they were living, and they're going to do that on the canal as well. I mean, I can't imagine a tourist is going to look over and say, oh my God, that fence is disgusting, and think, looking at a tent, is thinking, okay, well, that looks better. Just get rid of the fences and get rid of the refugees as well. Just get rid of both of them.
Okay, but you, as you said, and this is the point that I was making to Jeremy, I would rather look at fences than tents. That's the reality, yeah. Jeremy, and that's what they're those fences have succeeded in their job of stopping people camping there.
No, they've just moved. This is, and Adrian, you always make this argument when it comes to sex offenders, you know, when people run sex offenders out of an area. Your argument always is, Adrian, that, oh, if you run them out of area A, they just go on to a different place. To area
no,
B.
I'm accepting that they have moved to another place, but at least in that section of the canal, they're not there anymore. Because they can't.
But they're up further. So it literally has only moved the problem 100 yards up the road and made the whole, I don't know. Like, Kelly, have you been along the canal in the last month? It is disgusting.
I've seen it, but I mean, look at who's to blame. I mean, that shower of scum sitting in the Dáil, they're to blame. As I said in my comments, they're collecting that pocket money from Europe, so they don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about Irish people's safety either. As you said, as your wife said, you're walking up that and you get attacked, you've nowhere to go. Who's to blame for it? I mean, we can't win either way.
Well, no, the government didn't put the fences up.
No, but that's not there to stop.
But I don't know if
but Kelly, tents who the government have let into the country.
No, but Kelly, if you look over the last week, several government officials, politicians have spoken out against that fencing and said that it's a disgrace and that it needs to go. And they've questioned Waterways Ireland and said, where does this stop? Do we just build fencing around the whole of Ireland to stop the people camping there? The fencing is not the answer.
But it is the answer. It has stopped them camping. Literally, it has stopped people pitching tents.
But it's literally moved them up the river. If you think that's the answer, then...
Sorry, Kelly, go on.
I said deportation is the answer. I mean, that's the only way to fix the county, fix the country.
Well, they will be deported if their asylum process fails. And in fact, the EU migration pact that so many people seem to have a problem with, one of the positives about the EU migration pact is that it fast tracks people's asylum process, so that they're not staying here for two and three years.
We have an amount of people that we have to take in with that EU migration pact. What is it, 600 or something a week or a month or something like that, a minimum? That's not going to happen. And the government are not going to want to spend 20,000 per person that they refuse. They're just going to welcome them all in with open arms. They don't care. They're doing it anyway. I mean, I don't want to hear anybody saying about us emigrating to Australia or to America or anything like that, because as I said, you wouldn't cross the door of the airport if you didn't have the documentation. You're allowed to wander the streets here without any care given. I mean, look at that man, only kicked out of that the place over in Ballyogan only a couple of weeks ago because he was causing too much trouble over there. He was deemed too unfit and dangerous to be over in that centre. But he was let out onto the streets. They don't care. So I would rather see fences up everywhere all over the country than see tents and seeing the filth that they're leaving. I'd rather see more Irish people. And I don't care if people say that that's racist. I don't care if people say that's very. I really, really, really don't care. I have a pain in my face with this immigration crap. I really do. And the way I'm looking at it is if you've been on the receiving end of the shift from the government, then you'd understand if you went through homelessness, if your kids have been put on the end of the bleeding list for medical treatment and stuff like that, and you see Ukrainian kids being flown over via private jets and stuff like that to get medical treatment, then you'd feel the exact same way. When you're put on the end of the list for everything in the country that you were born and reared in, you'd be the exact same.
So, you, again, going back to the fencing along the canal, you would much rather see fencing all the way along the canal rather than tents.
Yeah, if that came to it, yeah, I'd rather see them all gone. I'd rather see the fences gone and the refugees. I don't care. I'd rather see them all gone. But if I had to pick one of the two, I'd rather see the fences.
All right, stay there for a second, Kelly. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Well, Aidan, how are you getting on today?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What's your view on this? The fencing along the canal has moved the problem elsewhere, but at least...
Move the problem. You said it, the problem. That's what these people are, is a problem. And they've been facilitated by their own gobshites in government. As that lady said there, you don't want to see fences. We were all told fences don't work, fences are racist. That's what we were all told. Remember, fences are racist. Putting fences up doesn't work. Fences do work. But we need them fences at Dublin Airport and coming down through the north. We need to be put up there and stop these people coming in. We were sold out again by this government last week with the EU Migration Pact. We've been sold out. They hate us. And they're going to keep on flooding this country.
Well, you think this is a deliberate policy by the government?
Adrian, come on. Now, at this stage, you're still going to ask silly questions. What do you think this is? Do you still think this is humanitarian and we have a legal and moral obligation for any of this? No, we don't. We've done our part. We've done our share. And you can't keep dragging back up our history and our past to justify this nonsense anymore. We're not talking about yesterday or the day before. We're talking about today and tomorrow, going forward. And what that girl said right on the phone is there, right? Adrian, Jeremy said it himself, his wife wouldn't feel safe walking around that city. Now, why?
Because of the fencing. Of the fencing.
No, but the fences are there.
Well, she didn't mention, by the way, she didn't mention for one second, so I'm not going to put words in her mouth, she didn't mention one second any of the people staying in the tents. Her whole take on the thing was, if I was walking along the canal and somebody came to attack me, that could be anybody, by the way.
Anybody.
And I know you don't want to hear this, Jonathan, that man, the taxi driving scumbag who's all over the news today and yesterday, he's as Irish as I am and you are, so...
Adrian, I told you before, I am not going to capitulate this argument. We have our own scumbags. Yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
But Jonathan, to go back to the point, his wife, just for a second, just to clarify, said she felt unsafe because of the fencing along the canal, nothing else. She felt that she was trapped by these fences.
All right, fair enough, maybe I jumped on a little bit on that, but she felt unsafe in a part of Dublin. The fence has gone up there to restrict your movement, to stop people coming in. You're supposed to be able to walk around this country free and in a bit of, and unhinged. You're allowed to just walk freely. You should be able to walk around this country freely. Should be no barriers. Shouldn't be needed.
Okay,
this goes back. It's policy, and it's not people's policy. These are decisions being made over our heads. And what they done last week in the immigration pact, again, not listening to the people of this country, no referendum on it, not even a thought fucking given. A couple of hours speaking.
You don't need a referendum.
When they had their mind made up,
Jonathan, you don't need a referendum on the EU immigration pact.
We should have had it, though. We should have been asked. But they represent us.
But it's not changing the Constitution.
Sorry?
It's not changing
the Constitution. They should have asked us if we want to opt into that EU migration pact. Now, you can grant the legal language all you want. You should have asked the people of this country. They spent enough money wasting on the bleeding referendum.
But hang on, did they ask the people of the country, did they go to a referendum when they're going to decrease... They don't go to a referendum when they decrease the amount of alcohol you have to have in your system or drink driving. They don't have to go to a referendum for
that's a domestic policy. We're talking about bringing in thousands and thousands of people into this country, and if we don't bring them in... It's not the government paying for all this. We pay this. We'll pay the fines for it when we can't afford to bring them in. And then when they're suing the state because they're not being taken care of fairly.
Well, I have to say, I don't want my money going on that fencing because I think it's an eyesore.
Well, that's where it's going. And you can say that the government don't know about it. The government knew them fences are going up there. They knew it.
Well, they say they didn't, that this was a decision by Waterways
again,
Ireland.
Adrian, I'll go back to one of the first times I ever spoke to you. Do you believe a word out of these people's mouth at this stage? Anything they say to you? Because, again, if you have any faith in them at all, I admire you, because Jesus Christ himself wouldn't have faith in them. I admire your conviction, but Jesus Christ, you have to admit at this stage that every word that comes out of their mouth is a lie.
Let me go back to the point of the fencing along the canal. Jeremy said it needs to go. It's a health and safety issue.
It does need to go.
But if it's taken down tomorrow, you can be guaranteed there will be tents back up by the weekend.
Well, isn't that again down to the police and the policy in this country? If NGOs stop running around fucking lording these people and giving them all this stuff for free and telling them how right they all are, and if the state will start implementing the laws that are there, you wouldn't have the problem. But they can't do it all because, again, numbers all over the place. We haven't got the guards to do it. We don't have the infrastructure for it. And the people coming in, the numbers are overriding all of it. It's all a numbers game. When you break it down, it's all a numbers game. We haven't got the numbers to police and enforce it. And at the other end, then we have too many coming in to sustain it. So what's the answer? But the only answer is, go back to it again, is to restrict who's coming in. Sort out the mess that's here. But you won't get that from the fools and idiots in charge in this country. Because the problem fixed is a problem. Is a problem okay, fixed is a problem they can't ask for money for.
Stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. This is Darren.
Jeremy, are you that naive that you think that we are going to deport people when their process for asylum fails? Are you actually that naive? You haven't a clue what's going on.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thomas, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Thomas?
Those things.
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I think everyone's raging. They don't really have a reason to rage, most of them.
They're raging over the fact that fences have had to be put up to keep tents out. The fences themselves are a bloody eyesore. They're a health and safety issue. So, yeah, people are raging.
Well, let's go through the list one by one. So, I mean, number one, if it's a health and safety issue, where was the outrage when it was only mainly Irish people in tents? And the other thing is, which is very interesting, is how do we know that the people in these tents, when you walk past the tent, it's not an Irish person in there? I mean, apparently, wasn't there meant to be like tens of thousands of our own on the streets?
Well, no, Thomas, I walked by it the other day, and it was a lovely sunny Sunday afternoon. And from what I could see, the majority, if not 100% of the people in those tents on Charlemagne Street were non-nationals.
Yeah, I don't know about that street.
Well, no, I'm telling you what I saw.
Not I believe me. You. Well, but that street specifically isn't the overall picture. I mean, what street is the one in the video, the one that you posted, the picture?
It's along the canal between Leeson Street and Baggot Street bridges.
Just off Charlemagne Street there.
Yeah, so I don't know who's living there. And regardless of who's in those tents, I mean, the rage I can feel off the last caller, like, I don't think that's normal.
I'm still raging.
Oh, you're still raging. His name is Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan. Yeah, I mean...
Thomas, move the goalposts. Look, you can go on about your little stats and all you want and your little lefty bobblehead in here. The fact remains, the country's been overrun. The government haven't got a handle on it. And they've handed all of it away now to the EU to tell us what to do when we pick up the money for all the fines that are going to be in place. You should be raging. Everyone should be raging.
We've lost him there for a second. We're trying to get him back. Sorry, are you there, Thomas?
That was easy.
No, yeah, he's back.
Yeah, should be raging,
I mean,
Thomas.
Is your issue the tents, or is your issue migrants in general?
My issue goes back to the basics of all this. Our government are fucking us over left, right and centre. It's a government problem, but the government aren't the ones sleeping on the canals. And you don't say to me, go and protest outside Leinster House. For what? They don't listen. They only took notice when people start protesting outside these buildings. Then it became an issue.
You're making three or four different points there. I mean, to address your point regarding the...
There's a lot of points to be made. I'm very angry, Thomas.
Yeah, well, I know. We can deal with them properly. So, I mean, I see the right side have an issue when migrants are being put into hotels. Now they're being put into tents and, you know, there's still issues. Again, saying you're being overrun is factually incorrect, because the amount of asylum seekers that came in this year make up less than 1% of the population. Most migrants that come into the country are legal. Most migrants that come in do come and work.
70%, and you heard O'Leary talking about Andre, they're ripping up passports and getting rid of them. They're coming in, they're criminals coming into the country, they shouldn't be tolerated. They should be turned around and sent back where they came from.
Less than 1%.
I don't care if it's one of them, Thomas. I don't care if it's one, a single one. I don't care if it's one. They should be turned around and sent back where they came from.
But if it's that much of a minuscule number, why have so much rage? I mean, there's bigger issues out there.
Thomas, I'll tell you why, Shelley. I'll tell you why I'm angry, and I'll tell you why. That I'm not terrible. Because I've been looking across Europe, and I see the stats over there in the 10 years, 15 years, they've been collecting numbers for crimes on illegal migrants, and them numbers are scary as hell. Now, you can say right now the number is very low, but I continue to talk about the future in this country and going forward.
No, the numbers in Europe aren't... the numbers in Europe aren't illegal migrants.
The crime numbers are rising, and in Sweden,
lads, can I have a proper, can we calm down and speak properly about the European numbers you're on about? Number one, those go European on numbers aren't illegal migrants. The numbers that you're on about, which by the way I can debunk very easily, are regarding migrants, legal migrants, right? So there's a difference between legal and illegal. Illegal migrants are like the Mexicans that are running over the border. Those are illegal migrants. And even according to stats, they commit less crime than the native people in America. Now, but your thing about, oh, look at Europe. What you're trying to say is, right, reading between the lines, is no more brown people. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I say no more criminals.
No, well, how do you know?
I don't care what colour you are, Thomas. I don't care what colour you are.
So why say look around Europe? I mean, most migrants
because we don't keep statistics on crime in this country committed by migrants and foreigners coming into the country. We don't do it. But Europe does. They keep the numbers. They break them down.
No, we do actually, because the Gardaí posted a statement after analysing data 1 year ago, saying there's been no link between migrants and crime within Dublin City.
Well, of course, I don't believe that for a second.
So everything's a conspiracy.
You've seen that the Gardaí said a couple of years ago, remember all the phone calls you were getting in for traffic violations and all of that? Don't tell me the Gardaí are purer than being pure.
What I'm seeing is random black guys walking on the street, and the caption of the video is, this guy followed my dog, this guy abducted
I'm talking about videos in Italy, Thomas, where the police are telling reporters not to go into certain areas because they're no-go areas. You can't go in there because of the colour of your skin.
That's a lie. Every no-go area has...
There's an Italian reporter was over in Italy. She wanted to go to a part of Italy and the cops came and stopped her. She said, why do you want to go down there? And you've heard guards in this country telling people not to go into certain areas because they're classed as no-go areas.
No-go areas. The no-go areas thing is propaganda. Do you know why? Because the biggest no-go area they talk about... Jesus, man, stop interrupting me. The biggest no-go zone area that they talk about is in Malmo, Sweden, right? Which has multiple police stations in there. Multiple white people live in there. And it's one neighbourhood that's poor due to socioeconomic reasons, not due to fucking brown or black people or illegal migrants that you say. You have to look into these things honestly. You can't just watch a video of a black guy on a street and say, that's a no-go. You can't do that.
Let me ask you, Thomas. We were talking about the fact that there are these fences along the canal, along the Grand Canal. They're there to stop people camping, to stop tents being pitched. They've been successful because there are no tents along that stretch of the canal. But what is your solution to this? Because the fencing is an eyesore, the tents are an eyesore. How do we solve this problem?
There's multiple ways to solve the problem, and I'm happy to talk to any of these guys. Like, I feel like they have the right intention, but they go about it the wrong way. So Jeremy follows me on Twitter, factual_speak. I'll debate anyone, anytime. But one of the things we can do is what Finland did. So what Finland did was they put in portable, you know, those portable units. So while migrants are waiting for their work permits and that, they can stay in the portable units. That's just one solution out of many.
Okay, so you believe that there is a solution, that we can get rid of the fencing, that we can get rid of the tents. I'm still a bit confused as to how we stop them coming back again.
Yeah, you can. I mean, look, any city I go to, you know, in the main city, they try to keep homeless people out in general, you know, tents out in general. But the problem is, Adrian, when these people put tents up in random fields in the middle of nowhere, people still take issue. Like if someone's desperate, where the fuck are they going to go? Where the fuck are they going to sleep?
All right, stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in Sean on this. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Not too bad, thanks very much. I missed the start of the conversation because I was working, so I might be rehashing some of it. But just coming off the back of what Thomas is saying, he's saying a lot without saying very much here. Do you know, he's got such that confidence. I think he should run for government because he's got all the answers in his own head. Because realistically, the numbers game, you're talking about 400 or so coming in a week. Like, this is continuous. We've got massive tent cities set up around the city, and you can say, oh yeah, well, do we not have 10,000 plus Irish before? Yes, we did, but do we ever see them congregating in such massive numbers? And this is what's leading to these diseases and other issues that are happening in these sorts of areas. And the problem is, yes, when we're getting such high numbers in, like, how are we meant to cope with them? We don't have the facilities already in place to cope with what we have. And then we're throwing more on top of that and expecting it to just resolve itself. And he's saying, okay, no, not the hotels, not the tents. The problem is, it's far too attractive for economic migrants. 100% I agree with migration. We need it for our hospitals, our shops and everything else. But there's legal migration, there's illegal migration. This is economic migration. These people are here to come and take advantage of the system. Like, it's we've seen it across Europe. He's talking about Sweden. Sweden have deployed the army to deal with the issues that they faced. But just Germany, that's upended. Just Kraus, the famous German player there who's retiring after his last Euro game, he was living in Spain playing with Real Madrid. He says he wouldn't go back to Germany. He doesn't feel safe with his daughter. Like, look at France, what's happened. People getting beheaded and all sorts of other crazy things. Look, there has, like I can say, he can muddy the water all he wants and say coulda, woulda, shoulda. The facts speak for themselves at the end of the day.
Okay, what do you say to that, Thomas? No. The facts speak for themselves
here. If you give me a minute, because what he did was he gish-galloped. He said about 7 different points. I'm going to reply to each one from memory. So the first one about Sweden and the army, that's a lie. You had to have riot gear soldiers that come in gang violence. That's happened all across the world, in America and New Zealand. With any gang violence that happens in low socioeconomic areas, they call them brigades, right? It's not because of illegal migrants, again. Number two, he's on about Germany. Germany had 1 million Syrian refugees, and crime is down in Germany. Burglary is down in Germany. Most crime is down in Germany, and that's a fact. You can look it up. There's multiple studies. You can go on Pew as well. The other thing he said was, fuck it, we were having beheadings left, right and centre. No, we're not having beheadings left, right and centre.
No, that's not true.
Hold on. I am sticking to what you said. And again, where you're going with this whole beheading thing is, you're going into no Muslims allowed. That's where you're going with this.
You're twisting, you're manipulating things here. You're not addressing them correctly
as well for you.
You're talking rubbish. And Sweden, no, I'm sorry, no, Sweden, no, no. You're talking rubbish. Go on.
No, you didn't let me reply. The first thing you said to me, I nearly forgot that. You said, we've had Irish homeless, but they don't congregate. Who gives a fuck if they congregate or not? They're still homeless. This is where you're showing your bias. That's like when people say, oh yeah, we have white migrants, but they integrate. Like, you're making up your own rules as you go along. And it's not fair.
Okay, Thomas. Now, look, you're talking out your ass. We've never seen 50, 60 plus tents congregate in one area along the canal ever before like that when it was Irish people. So stick to the facts. You're a clown.
Let me ask you, Sean, what is your solution to this?
No, Adrian. How many tents count as congregation? We didn't have 50, but it's 10 okay, it's 11 okay. Back in the day, I used to see about 15, 16 near Talbot Street. Like, what's the number? Or is it only...
I'll give you an answer. Not even one. That's not acceptable. Not even one should be acceptable. And the only solution around this is tightening the borders and visa checks. 100% we need migration. We do need migration for our hospitals,
Adrian, you talk your rubbish now, let me finish my point. This is where your hypocrisy shows, right? Because I spoke to someone exactly like you and they're talking about hospital strains, and I go, okay, well, if the Irish diaspora come back from Australia, there's still going to be hospital strains. It's like, no, making their own excuses. It's the same thing you're doing. the exact same thing.
Waiting lists are 2-3+ years at a time. People are dying on trolleys and everything else. And you're trying to tell me that's acceptable? Like, you're muddying the waters with ridiculous points. And we'll go back to Sweden. Sweden took
that's
in
how you the grow most, cities. Now, the be, more people in the just, city, that's how you grow a city. Melbourne used to be a village.
At a reasonable rate.
Melbourne used to be a village with 2 hospitals. More people grow the cities. That's how you get bigger cities.
Well done. I'm telling you, well done. You can fucking count.
Advocate for more hospitals. How about that? Simple.
Okay, right. Let's talk about the infrastructure-wise. Ireland doesn't have the infrastructure to take such overwhelming numbers. We need to focus on the key areas, the schools, the hospitals.
They've already built 7 more schools this year, you fucking Wally.
Skills? Then why is there issues with people getting placements in skills? Why is there issues with people getting placements in crashes? Why are people sitting on waiting lists for years at a time? Why?
Yeah, factual underscore speak.
Yeah, good lad. You're talking shite.
Factual underscore speak.
Factual. Look, I was telling you about Sweden. You weren't listening to me, you cowboy. I was telling you, they took in the most number of refugees. Duolingo is used mostly by foreign nationals, and that was put up there. And it was the army that were deployed to deal with the
I'm going to ask you the question again about these fences along the canal and still encampments along the canal. What can be done or what should be done to stop this?
To be honest with you, I don't have an answer off the top of my head, but for spending 26,000 a week or so, I don't know the exact figure. I think that was kind of in around that. We should be able to redistribute that money in a better manner in terms of, I suppose, making another 10 cities somewhere else, moving them on quick enough, putting patrols along it. I don't know, to be honest with you. I just don't think it, in the long term, it's not sustainable. It's costing the government a fortune. On top of it as well, housing and everything else, you know, there has to be an alternative solution.
Keith has a lot to say about this.
Lads, I was on this talking ages ago about this, telling you when the hotels were full, where were you going to go? They were going to go onto the streets. They were going to... And you know what? Jeremy, you practically fucking shamed me off the phone and made a fucking liar out of me. Now it takes me a missus to walk down along the canal to say that she does not feel safe, and now you have something to say about it. This is why people are concerned. This is why people need to start getting out there and, you know, sending these people back to their safe homes, their safe countries that they said that they lied just to get here. You know, that countries is nowhere near the way they're saying it is. Now, that's not for all of them. Some of them are genuinely coming from fucking war or persecution or whatever, but the majority of them is not. Now, what we have is 10 city gone up. If you see the blue tarps, it's gone. Right? That's, you can't look in. So, some poor soul gets pulled into them. Not even the fucking CCTV that swings around that way can see that's going on underneath them. Why is this being allowed? Why aren't the government getting the army out onto the streets and rounding these people up and marching them straight to fucking Dublin airport or Dublin port and sending them on their fucking merry way? I don't say this out being racist. I say this out fear for my children. And that's all I want is my children, everybody else's children, and women and men, and just to feel safe when they go out. We've enough scumbags in the area in this country for them to be worrying about. We don't need ones that we know fuck all about, and we don't need ones that's literally here and going to end up fucking destroying this place. Just look at France.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Can I just address Keith's message that he sent to me before the break? You must have missed the start, Keith, because I just want to clear this up. My wife did not say she felt unsafe because of the people in the tents there. She didn't say that for 1 second. She said she felt unsafe because she was barricaded in along a canal walkway. She didn't mention anything about the men living in the tents. And Keith, I'll direct you again to taxi driver Raymond Shorten, an absolute animal of a man. I assume you know, Keith, what Raymond Shorten has been up to over the last 20 years of his life. He's as Irish. So this is not about skin colour. It's not about a foreign national is more likely to commit a crime than an Irish person. We have scumbags in every walk of life. I don't look at skin colour, I look at the crimes that are committed.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
And the point she made was, when she was walking up the canal, that she felt trapped. She never said, oh my God, what if a dark-skinned person was to come towards me? She simply said, what if a man, because first and foremost, before your skin colour, you're a man, okay? You're not a black man, you're a white man. A rapist is a rapist regardless of what colour their skin is, correct? Yeah? Skin colour is irrelevant. And that's what she was mentioning. She mentioned the fact that if someone were to come along and attack her, she would have nowhere to go. And that's why I want the fences taken down. That is a walkway where women like to walk along, jog, they like to sit down, they like to read their book.
Okay, can I just point it out to you again, that if those fences come down, you'll feel even more unsafe because camps will appear again. That's the fact of it.
But then the government needs to do something. Then we're all in agreement. The government needs to do something. They need to have an area where all these tents
They've had some out in the down in the Dublin Mountains, and people objected to that. No matter, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't.
So where can they go? Where can they go that
every single place that the government has attempted to put asylum seekers in, there's protests everywhere. So they're literally damned if they do and damned if they don't.
So there's nowhere they can put these tents that Irish people will go, actually, I'm happy.
Without people starting mounting
Ireland's
protests.
Eye. Does it have to be Ireland's Eye? Is that what we're talking?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Let me bring in...
Jeez, imagine being on Ireland's Eye in a day like today.
Trevor!
The guys think about all these fences and tents on the canal, boys. The only thing the government is installing in generations coming up, or even generations that are around now, is a hatred for foreigners. Anti-immigration, and you can say all you want about is the soft generation will accept them. No, they won't, because they see these people coming in, like all the housing lists have now expanded, the modular homes are being thrown up to accommodate the income influx of migrants into the company or into the country. And you know what, lads, I heard it before, I think it was on your podcast or someone else's, but Things are gonna get a lot worse. You thought November, last November was bad. What's coming? I don't think any of us are prepared for it. And I know our guards aren't certainly prepared for it. And that's a sad thing. And that's one reason why I won't allow me or myself or my wife or my kids to go anywhere near Dublin City Centre. Because shit is about to get very dangerous over the next few years, I'd imagine. Anyway, good luck, boys. Can't wait to hear the rest of the topic. Trevor.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Fuming at some of those calls you've had, all like that fool Jonathan, that guy Sean, I think was on, that loudmouth who was keep spouting nonsense, not actual fact. Fact in Sweden, the far right are the problem. Fact in Germany, the far right being funded by Russia are the problem. Fact in France, the far right are the problem, who are attacking people on the left in the run-up to the election on Sunday. All these people who have been saying, send refugees back. If they are talking about refugees from Ukraine as well in that mindset, all of those people must not have watched the news yesterday and seen what happened when a Russian missile struck a children's hospital in Kyiv, a children's hospital. And people keep saying, send them all back, send them all back. They want people sent back to a war zone where they could die. What the hell is wrong with people? And all these fools who keep hating on our government, if they hate the government so much, then they should get the fuck out of the country.
Okay, let's just deal with the people who are camping in tents. Generally speaking, a lot of them would not be Ukrainians, okay? They are migrants from other parts of the world that have arrived into this country.
And some of them are Irish as well. Like over the weekend, two Irishmen died falling into the canal. So that's why those fences are up, so it can stop people falling into the canal and dying. If they take down those fences, we're going to hear more people falling into the canal and going to be burning up dead.
That's not that's not the reason the fences are there, Anthony.
That's why I should put more fences up.
No,
to stop that happening.
The reason that the fencing is there is to stop encampments happening again and again and again. We saw how the tents were cleared and within hours they were back again. So eventually Waterways Ireland put up these fences to stop that happening. Now, do you believe that is an appropriate response, putting up these fences?
to stop more people dying, like what happened to those two men over the weekend?
That's not why the fences are there. The fences are there to stop people camping, basically.
And if it does end up preventing more death, then yes, that's what I think. If it stops more people dying, like what happened over the weekend.
But again,
that's just what I think.
Okay, but that's not why they're there. They're there to stop tents being pitched, and they have succeeded because there are no tents there. But the question is, what do we do to stop this ongoing cycle of people basically building tent cities along the banks of our canal?
More houses have to be set up. There's empty houses in other areas near where I live. It can easily make them livable for people who need housing. And the mindset some had of just sending refugees and migrants back, that's just idiotic and nonsense. Like that guy Keith was saying, get the army to round up people and send them, bring them all to Dublin Airport. That is just ridiculous. Carry on. That's just ridiculous.
Do you not understand why the reaction of many is to say, send them back to Dublin Airport?
It's horrific and bigoted. I mean, people who want refugees in Ukraine sent back, they must not have seen what happened yesterday when that missile hit that children's hospital in Kyiv. I saw it talked about.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Anthony, because I want to bring in Una on this. You're on Opinions Matter, Una. How are you?
Well, I do agree with Jeremy. It's an eye-opener. It's terrible to see. It's bad wire everywhere. It's making the place run down. Where to put the tents? It's had to ask the government that question.
But as I said, any attempts to move them out of the city centre to areas outside of the city have been met with protests. So the government are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Well, they'll put them somewhere. I'm sure to God they can find them somewhere, even hotels or anything. But I think it's just great to walk around, and especially tourists coming over this country and seeing a lot of tents. What does it make the country here today? It's not only that. It's horrible looking. It really is horrible. Ring up the government, see what they can do.
But I've already said they have attempted, the government have attempted to move these tents to areas like Thornton Hall, in which was assigned for a prison, protests. They tried to move them to Newtown Mount Kennedy, protests. Everywhere they try to move them to, there are protests. So what do you do?
Well, don't ask. I can't answer that question, but I'm just saying that, like, now the winter's going to come. We're going to have a very bad winter. Do you not think them tents are the dangerous too?
Look,
the two bodies you took out of the canal there the other day.
No, I absolutely do. But I'm asking, what is the solution here? Is it to put up more fencing to stop people camping along the canal, or is it to move them out of the city? What is the answer? And nobody seems to have the answer. That's the thing. Neil.
Hey, you know, I had a couple of people in the car yesterday from Canada, and they're asking about the barriers down the long way Adrian was talking about, and on Mespel Road as well. And they're saying they're having the same problems over there in Canada. It seems to be fucking worldwide, it does be. It has to stop. It just has to stop. I don't know, what can we do, but it has to stop. You can't be letting them in anymore. It just can't happen. There's no room. End off. Stop being racist. Just being fucking practical. Cheers, lads.
All right, and Eddie.
This Thomas fella thinks he has all the answers, thinks he's the only intelligent person in the room. He hasn't got a fucking clue. Young pup blinkered. When he goes drinking on the property ladder, honestly, you can only fit a pint in a pint glass, Thomas. You seem to think that you have all the answers. You spout all this nonsense, but you don't come up with any fucking real solutions.
The reality of it is, Eddie, nobody has come up with a solution. Jeremy was saying earlier on, we need to take down these fences.
Yep.
Because you're not safe walking up along that stretch of the canal. But if the fences are taken down and the encampments arrive again, there's going to be murder all over again. There's going to be murder. And you know there will. And you would feel even less unsafe walking up along the canal if there were all tents.
I would heart round-the-clock security, literally walking along the canal. And if they see a load of people arriving with camps, setting them up, they phone into headquarters and it's stopped happening. Honestly, you haven't been along the canal. Well, walk up there tomorrow.
I'll walk up there tomorrow.
And tell me what you think. It's grim. It really is grim.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.